Our gospel lesson this morning comes from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 11, and then skipping over to 16, verse 2 to 20. You can follow along on page 67 in the Pew Bible. If you got a blue one, page 66 and 67. Brothers and sisters, this is the Great Commission. Let us listen for the word of the Lord together. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me.' The 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, in your name, even the demons submit to us.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Sweet people, if you ever doubt that the Lord Jesus Christ is not wise, is not full of mercy, read that scripture. This is one of the richest pieces for me of Luke. You know, just before this, three disciples had been sent out, and things didn't go so well for them. And now Jesus sends out 70. And he gives them these instructions. And you can make it complicated. If you look through, you can sort of isolate out 10 different things that he tells them about what to do, what to say, where to go, how to do it. But the first thing he says is, "Go on your way." Go, he says. Just go. Earlier in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus said to his friends, "Those who put their hand to the plow and look back are not fit for the kingdom of heaven." And preachers like to focus on the urgency of that message. Go. Don't look back. Don't worry. Let the dead bury the dead, right? In a similar way, Jesus says to these people, you cannot take a bag with you with all of the tools in it you think you're going to need to go off on this mission. You take nothing with you. You depend on me for everything you need. You will eat whatever is given to you. You will move from house to house. Don't stay in one place. Keep going. Keep moving. What does this scripture say to you and me at this time? Modern Christians, Oh, you know, my good brothers and sisters in the Baptist Church are using the scripture this morning and saying, that is why, because God sends us like this, you must go out and witness to the word everywhere and bring your friends and neighbors to church. Tell them they've got to be saved. Get them in here. Well, we Presbyterians do not preach that because we hear a different angle on that. We hear God is already using you. God is already with you. You are already sent. And God is already giving you exactly what you need. Out in all of our missions in life, for in the first place, we are sent with a friend. Somewhere in all of our lives is at least one person who shares in our understanding of what is important, what is of God, right? God knows what you need and gives it to you. The other part of this scripture that is worth pointing out is the wolves part of this scripture. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Like lambs into the midst of wolves. Those of us who love God, who are claimed by Jesus Christ, who long to be closer to God, we long to be lambs. We long to be used by God in this world to engender innocence, to help people trust, to be vulnerable. We long for a world where there is protection and justice for the vulnerable, right? We love little children in this church and we treasure them because we know that we were all once just like them and God was with us. See, I send you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. And yet, here we sit. We have all returned with joy. Were you slaughtered by the wolves? Were you? I bet every one of us were scared by the wolves, challenged by the wolves. I don't think there's any real wolves wandering around Silver Spring at this time. But you know whereof I speak. Here and there, you will find rejection, you will find meanness, you will find cruelty, you will find darkness that threatens to suck you down. A lot of times, darkness, wolves that come in sheep's clothing. And that is so hard, so disheartening. But on the other side of that experience is always God's redemption, and the mission continues. And you can't fight those wolves except through that special, special gift from the Lord. And that is forgiveness and love. Do you see how radical that is? Everywhere you go, every restaurant you eat in, every shoe store you enter, every time you go to the grocery store or the gas station, you walking into that place are bringing the light of Christ, whether you know it or not, whether you want to or not. You are already sent, and you change things. Just because you showed up. The waitress at the restaurant thinks she's doing a lousy job for however, whatever terrible amount of money per hour. But you know that you and she are engaged in a ministry, and that's worthy of respect. All of our relationships are the mission field. How's it going out there? Today you have come home in joy. Together we will rejoice and share the Lord's Supper, and then go out there again to bring more love. The wolves don't stand a chance. Please pray with me. Sweet Lord, in this life, only one thing is truly real and truly counts, and that is you, alive and real among us. Lord, we pray your blessing on our missions, all of us who have been blessed and will be sent out into this world. Lord, help us to trust and be not afraid. In Christ I ask this. Amen.